Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Tuesday. It's the 24th day of May. It's 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 66 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of Northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 71 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And yeah, it's work outside if you know what I mean, but you know, fucking people. This fucking thing, we're very careful about where we go around and who we go around and what we do. This fucking thing that we have experienced is a fucking poisoning. And I tell you what, there's surveillance on my fucking house right now. I've got surveillance on my own fucking house. Let me catch you, motherfucker. Anybody out there around a doorknob, around a fucking one of the rigs, around fucking one of the things, and you know what I'm going to do to you. You already fucking know me. You know me all my fucking life. You know what I'm going to do to your fucking ass. That's attempted murder. I'll attempt to murder your fucking ass, motherfucker. Reason I'm out, man, I probably shouldn't be. We're just now getting around to where we can fucking even just move around the house all fucking day. This was definitely a goddamn case of the goddamn platelets. Because my sister, when she'd seen one person, she lives off grid, and she'd seen one person, that son of a bitch had a fucking shot within a fucking week, and that's when it got her, and she knew all the symptoms, and she studied up on it. And that's what happened here. I don't know if somebody touched a doorknob or what the fuck they done. Let me catch you, motherfucker. I'll blow your fucking hand off. That's before you and me and the fucking chainsaw makes three and we go up on the fucking power line, you cocksuckers. You better be ready to fucking die if you think you're going to try and kill me. Alrighty then. The reason, like I said, I'm up here because I'm reading all this shit and I ain't just going to sit here and be fucking quiet. Nobody's fucking telling these fuckers what they need to hear. We need to be prepared to fucking go up and take our goddamn women folk and our children and get them out of the fucking way and come down to strike like fucking lightning and rip these motherfuckers a new asshole. That's what we need to be doing right now. We should have done it fucking a year ago, 2 years ago, 20 fucking years ago. But we better get to fucking doing it now. These arrogant cocksuckers are standing right up in our fucking face and pissing in our faces. Joe Biden admits all purpose, it's all on purpose when it comes to gas prices. We're going through incredible transition. God willing, we'll be blessed with reliant on fossil fuels. Fuck you. We'll be less reliant on fossil fuels. Fuck you, Joe Biden. Fuck you, Communist Committee controlling that little cocksucker. How are we letting a little handful of fucking motherfucking spineless punks we used to push down on the fucking playground fuck with us to this goddamn degree? It's fucking cowardice. That's all you can fucking call it. You should be out hurting these motherfuckers at night. They fucking hurt you and you fucking just take it. You take it like a bunch of pussies. You better start fucking acting like goddamn men unless you want your children to grow up being fucked by fucking goddamn Chinamen when they're fucking 4 or 5 fucking years old. You cowardly sons of bitches. Oops, old Joe said the quiet part out loud. Now, what have we been saying for fucking years here? Supply and demand, my fucking ball sack. It's never been supply and demand. The fucking oil in this fucking ground belongs to the American nationals. It always has. We never gave no goddamn permission to lease it. It was never in any jurisdictional authority taking over our fucking oil to lease it. through procedural due process that we are guaranteed in the Bill of Rights, the Supreme Superior Absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, and we ain't done a goddamn thing about it, but sit here like a fucking bunch of fucking cunts, and let them fucking push us around. Well, some of us are going to die like goddamn men, even if the rest of you fucking faggots can't do it. Are you going to, your goddamn excuse, I got to die for a fucking goddamn theology. That's all it is, an excuse, because you're a cunt too. You're a fucking punk cunt. They are pissing right in your fucking face and you're letting them do it. Well, I'll step up after these guys done their fighting and we'll kill them and shoot them in the back. The people who killed the motherfuckers who punked us, we'll shoot them in the fucking back so we can have a theocracy. You want to bet? Your fucking ass is going in the ground too. You better grow some fucking balls out there. Speaking to reporters in Japan on Monday, Joe Biden admitted that the current record gas crisis in America is all on purpose. When you're sitting here and you ain't got enough to feed your fucking kids because you're having to pay so much for $5 a gallon for a fucking gallon of gas that should be costing you about 20 cents a fucking gallon. It's your fucking gas. It's your fucking resource. You allowed the fucking refinement of it. No. You can't. You won't even bitch about it. You're a bunch of, put on some fucking perfume, you men. You put on some fucking dresses, you fucking cunts. You're worthless sons of bitches. That's what you are. Back in the 70s, I'll tell you what, we didn't let this shit go on. Fucking fuck 79 cents and shit started getting ripped out of fucking pieces. And I know what your fear is, that fucking surveillance. So I guess you better figure it out and get it down till you can shut the motherfucker down, attack, and then go back and regroup for the next fucking attack. You better start fucking fighting. These motherfuckers are walking all over you and they're a bunch of fucking spineless yellow-bellied, sap-sucking cunts. And that's who's fucking you. So what'd that make you? On Monday, the U.S. saw its 12th straight day of record all-time high gas prices. On purpose! They're telling you, we're taking your goddamn money out of your pockets on purpose. They're robbing you! You ain't got the fucking balls to stop a robbery? Somebody from fucking our strong-arming you? You were the cunt. I mean, goddamn, I gotta wonder what the hell happened to my goddamn country. Even a little Opie Taylor had to fight his fucking bully, didn't he? These motherfuckers, you have a goddamn place where you deposit your goddamn lunch money on the way to school, cause you don't even want to look at the bully, you fucking cowards. We also learned this weekend the Biden regime was not issuing any new drilling permits during the current crisis. There'll be plenty of fucking drilling going on. As soon as they get these goddamn goyim cattle, you gutless pieces of shit, as soon as they got you crawling on your fucking knees, and you go crawl up to them and hand them your gun and lick and kowtow at that fucking Chinaman's feet, that's when everything would be groovy with you. I look on the other fucking comments and shit and on the site stuff. Nobody's fucking saying, fuck these motherfuckers. Are you a fucking man or not? If you're a fucking man, you don't fucking take this shit from another man. They said it was a math error when they were confronted. Shit. Joe Biden, when it comes to the gas prices, we're going through an incredible transition that is taking place that, God willing, when it's over, will be stronger and the world will be stronger and less reliant on fossil fuels. Fuck you. Who are these little tiny handful of motherfuckers who think they're going to change the lives of fucking billions of fucking people on this planet? Why are they being allowed to breathe one more fucking day? I don't fucking get it. This has to be this mass cowardice. People with no guns in other countries are showing more fucking balls than the American nationals are. The pain you're feeling at the pump is on purpose. They want you to suffer. They fucking need these, you fucking look at that little son of a bitch. Look at Blumenthal. Look at all these little I want you to suffer. Imagine that motherfucker walk. Boom! It's an open hand slap. That fucker be on the ground with piss in his pants. But they say it on, I don't understand it, man. It's like some kind of hypnotism. Or just a complete loss of fucking goddamn guts by the American nationals. By the American fucking people at all. Trenchers accepted, of course. But God damn it, if you do not fight for it, you will not have it. You will lend your goddamn grandchildren will piss in your fucking face. They will dig your fucking grave up and they will piss right in your fucking face. They'll lift your coffin lid and they'll piss in your face and say, thank you, you cowardly son of a bitch. Did you get to live out your last few days on your fucking knees without being afraid that you were going to die, you fucking cocksucker? That's what you're looking at. The despise of the fucking future upon your cowardice. Never has such cowardice existed on this goddamn planet, says I. The pain you're feeling at the pump is on purpose. No fucking shit. We've been telling you that for goddamn years. When they lose a bunch of money at this particular part of the stock market, well, they just go down and raise the price fucking, or supply and demand, you see, supply and demand. Oh, no, you can't look at none of it. We had a glut fucking, how long ago did we have a glut? Not that long. Do you think that glut just disappeared? Everybody started, have you seen the any kind of production? What the stock market's dropped the last, how many weeks in a fucking row? Have you seen the kind of production that you would see if that kind of fucking, resource was being expended on fucking goddamn manufacturing? No. They could tell you any goddamn, they could tell you a goddamn fucking, Goldilocks goddamn, bedtime story and you go right to fucking sleep. You're so fucking worthless. Wait till these idiots find out we don't have clean energy replacements for our energy needs. Then things get really real. Excuse me. Told you this one would be easy, but I couldn't sit here. I couldn't just sit and fucking watch this shit. I couldn't watch fucking cowards. My home of the free. Land of the free, home of the brave. Brave what? Biden prepares for simultaneous wars with Russia, China, and Iran. This is from Information Liberation sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Biden, is this motherfucker running anything? Just ask yourself that. Can you sit there as a goddamn honest person and tell yourself that that motherfucker is running any fucking thing? That he even wipes his own fucking ass? That he isn't wearing a fucking diaper? You know better. You fucking know better. But if you accept this shit and just bitch about it, well, then you don't got to go fucking put yourself to the hazard of fucking stopping it, do you? Biden prepares. Biden did this. Biden fucking can't wipe his own. Biden can't take a shit when he wants to. Joe Biden announced on Monday that the U.S. would go to war with China if they were to invade Taiwan. Well, of course they would or wouldn't. This is all one big fucking psyop. And you know what everybody keeps fucking missing is the billions and billions and billions and billions of fucking dollars that are worthless, that they are buying up fucking real resources with. They're buying up our goddamn growing lands in this country with. They're buying up everything of tangible fucking wealth in this country with. But everybody just seems to not notice those billions and billions of dollars. Fucking you, I mean, think about that. Back when they had the 99ers, when they first, you know, after the 2008 derivatives bubble crash, they wanted a tier 5 of goddamn unemployment, and I think it was going to be like $53 billion. Oh, my fucking God, that was, you don't know how much money that is, people. But you sit here and you watch this motherfucker send those Karzaian motherfuckers every week. Millions and billions of fucking dollars. And fucking, it's just like, well, Joe Biden did it. Well, he's got that money in his fucking pocket, does he? Or is this being written off on to the American fucking goyim who are fucking under the 14th Amendment, which is a fucking violation of the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. We don't owe your fucking debt, cocksucker. You owe it to us. And we want it. We want your goddamn hair, you motherfuckers. But we, I mean, we just take this shit and I mean, you're becoming goddamn acclimated to it. Don't you see it? I see it in the commenting. That's why I'm up here today. I could have waited another day, believe me. But I see it in the comment. You better fucking mean. You better get fucking mean. You better start doing something about this shit. You better start fucking killing these goddamn criminals before they fucking kill you and your fucking children. Because that is the aim, and you know it. They are in violation of the highest law in this fucking land. They blatantly violate it and smile and spit on it and fucking piss on it and shit on it. And you stand there and you fucking watch it. No fucking pride. And they say pride cometh before a fall. A fall cometh after you lose your fucking pride. You fucking nobody son of a bitches. When asked by a reporter if the United States would defend Taiwan if it were attacked by China, Biden reported, yes, that's the commitment we made. We agree with a one China policy. We agree. See, we're all over the fucking world. We can't mind our own goddamn business. When the fuck did this become an empire instead of a fucking republic? I mean, when did we quit pretending to be a fucking republic? Don't get involved in foreign entanglements. Well, that started with that goddamn Manifest Destiny. But all that Manifest Destiny was capitalism. I can go down and I can get a bunch of these slave people here. I can round them up, man. We'll call it Manifest Destiny, and I'll make a zillion fucking dollars. And when I get done, you can lease this 10 zillion acres out to me. I'll have a fucking kingdom of my fucking own. That belongs to the fucking people, but I took it from them anyway. Because I'm fucking smarter than these dumb fucking goddamn Americans who do not know up from down, who can't read at a third grade fucking level, who don't have the fucking balls to protect what is theirs. We agree with a one China policy. I don't give a fuck what you agree with, you fucking old beast. First place, you don't agree with shit. You don't think for yourself. Don't try to pretend you fucking do. If you ever had an original thought, it was a lonely motherfucker, and we all know it. You are a nothing piece of shit. And you people are fucking allowing a nothing piece of shit to stand up. I mean, in the first place, you should brush that motherfucker out of the way. Brush him out of the fucking way. There's goddamn fucking 40 million of you motherfuckers. You're fucking fully fucking armed and you're sitting here taking shit from these cocksuckers like you like the taste of it. Biden said, we've signed onto it and all the intended agreements made from there. But the idea that it can be taken by force, just taken by force is just not appropriate. Of course, I mean, I want to fucking get some nukes going here, people. I mean, first place, this is all horse shit, goddamn fucking act. Okay, because, see, when you blow this fucking planet up, it ain't worth nothing. Now, all these motherfuckers are about is goddamn mammon, and that's all most of the fucking goddamn people in this country are about. It's fucking mammon. You'd fuck your own mother in the ass for a goddamn dollar, you lowlife, fucking son of a bitches. You have no fucking balls. You're cowards. You're cowards beyond fucking belief. His handlers quickly rushed to put out a statement, walking it back as the AP reports. Oh, he walked it back. See, we're playing this fucking goddamn game. These are old communists. I guess their old fucking communism will work on your stupid ass too. I mean, goddamn, just a few words that fucking mixed up together, fucking, does that mean nothing? Nothing means nothing till the fucking bullet hits the bone, buddy. And then something means something. A White House official said Biden's comments did not reflect a policy shift for the United States, a point echoed more firmly by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Asked by reporters if Biden's answer indicated the U.S. would do more to help Taiwan than it had done to help Ukraine, and whether the United States was making a commitment to send troops to help Taiwan in the event of an invasion, Politico reported Monday that Biden's comments made a war more likely. We can't, fuck, what are you going to fight it with? Who's going to fight for it? Is this pack of fucking cowards? You see, the reason the United States used to be mighty is because the goddamn people were fucking mean. We whipped the fucking, goddamn, you look at the stories, I know it was fucking, it was all fucking orchestrated by the One World Order, that we haven't had a fucking country, we haven't had a goddamn, we haven't had a republic, we never had a republic, but we still haven't had a country of, for, and by the people. The jurisdictional authority of the people has been fucking pissed on all my fucking life, but goddamn, you tell me our people ain't got fucking guts. Used to. The people today, I mean, you are a bunch of fucking pussies. You're pussies extraordinaire. You would fucking, I mean, goddamn, you let, oh, you're disgusting. You, I mean, you want, you're afraid, I don't want to get caught. I might get caught. How many jails do you think they have in this country? 390 million square fucking miles. How many jails do you think they can put everybody in a goddamn jail cell? In the first place, if you're ready to fight, you ain't going to fucking jail, are you? So you must not have your head right yet. You must not understand the situation. Either that or you're a fucking coward. Look that fucking word up, because that's what you are. A coward. You disgust me. You're not my fucking people. You fuck my people are not fucking cowards. And there's a plenty of you out there that aren't cowards. And there's a plenty, I mean, there's that group, the in-between. You know, I'll fight for that theocracy when the time comes. God damn, that little fucking slogan there has become a fucking sore to my fucking side when the time comes. Looking through people's equipment and shit. Finding stuff that's fucking 20, 30 fucking years old. They were grabbing it and they paid fucking top dollar for it back then, more than they would pay now, and the fucking money was worth more. Because somebody had come up and told them, you're going to need that. Any days that probably time's going to come, it'll probably be next week or the week thereafter. Everybody ran out and fucking bought fucking $10 fucking gas masks for $30 fucking dollars. And then they've sit in fucking plastic and rotted. Just fucking rotted. 20 years of the 30, well, actually, we're talking about 40 years now. That's a long fucking time, guys. You go look at anything that's fucking 40 years old. If you have equipment, man, I'll tell you right now, if you're fucking serious about this shit, you better be going through it. You better be finding out what works and what doesn't and replacing what doesn't and putting together some kind of operational fucking planning. Are you just going to fuck? I mean, they're not going to come to your fucking house. They know that that ain't going to fucking work. They know that you will at least shoot if they come to their fucking house. But are you going to just sit back and watch this motherfucking cock-sucking communist cabal fucking just spit and fucking shit on your fucking rights? Take your fucking resources and hand them to the fucking Khazarians? To declare the Khazarians the new rulers of you? To start taxing you for the Khazarians? For these fucking backward motherfucking degenerates? I'm not! I'd rather be dead! And I will fight to the death to stop them. I will fight to the death for the fucking law of this land. I will enforce the law of this fucking land. The supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable. Law of December 15, 1791. I will fight and die fucking defending it. Because this goddamn country, this goddamn world, this goddamn life ain't nothing without it. Worth anything without it. And you know it. But you think, oh, somebody else, Henry will go fight. Yeah, that's it. We'll stand back. Let Henry go fight. That's it. You know, those guys will go fight, and I'll go fucking cower. But when it's all out, I'll come running out with my gun like a goddamn communist. Yeah, we really whooped them, boys. Oh, you better hope that fucking gun's been fired, and you better hope somebody's seen you fire it, because you're not. Your fucking ass is going in the goddamn drink with that fucking gun. They weigh. Hard to swim with a gun. You phony son of a bitches. God, I've got, when I think of fucking 40 fucking years, a phony fucking son of a bitches. That is what I've seen. My fucking heart wanting fucking freedom, wanting this. This just could have been over with real fucking easy, guys. The longer it's went on, the worse it's got. The worse, dire straits we've put ourselves in. If it would have been taken care of in the 30s when they went to take the fucking gold. Right then and there, the people should have squashed them. Because they came and seized the gold from individuals without due process of the fucking law in blatant violation. Hell, before that, when Lincoln declared fucking goddamn martial law, all the people, north and south, should have looked at the goddamn third grade fucking document that fucking guaranteed their fucking liberty and said, hey, that son of a bitch does not have the authority to do this. That's what needs to be stopped, is that goddamn organization, that cabal that is doing this. It has to be stopped. Or they could have went back a little further. And all this fucking bullshit that's been over fucking slavery. And just read the fucking goddamn document. Third grade fucking level. Can't be no fucking slaves, can there? Third grade fucking level. But then somebody has to fucking actually get out there. Somebody has to sacrifice life. Now you'll go and do it for a goddamn Jew and for fucking money over in Syria, Iraq, fucking Afghanistan. I don't even know what the hell was that. I think there was big deals going on for the rare earth minerals and the opium. I don't even think that was a real fucking war. I mean, they fought it in different ways. If it was any kind of combat going on the ground, it was just goddamn gang warfare over who was going to get the proceeds from the fucking heroin and the rare earth minerals. And now they tell you, we got to help Afghanistan too, people. While your fucking people are going hungry and living under goddamn highway overpasses, we got to help the Afghanistanis. They're sitting on a fucking wealth, a major wealth of fucking rare earth minerals. You just gave them a fucking goddamn army that made them a fucking force in the world. Gave it to them. After 20 years of them killing, well, you know, your people were involved. They were stupid for fucking joining the United Nations fucking goddamn forces. Because it was not for fucking liberty and justice and ma and pa and apple pie and Chevrolet. It was for fucking Jew fucking money. And you fucking know it. That's what you died for. And you fucking greatest generation, what the fuck did you die for? The same fucking thing. Because war is a fucking racket. And you're the stupid asses that went along with it. Instead of turning on with this like, oh, they bombed Pearl Harbor. Well, they knew 2 weeks ahead of time that they were going to bomb Pearl Harbor. Excuse me. They knew 2 weeks ahead of time they were going to bomb Pearl Harbor. It was a fucking setup. They took all their old junk that they were going to have to fucking put in mothballs anyway and let it be sunk there to get a fucking war going. Because there is money in fucking death of human beings. And you went out there and you faced them. Fucking Americans killed fucking goddamn Japanese 100-1 in the islands when they took the islands back. What's that noise? What is it, Laura? Thank you. When they took the islands back, The fight that an American will put up if he's got a masses to tell him, but he needs a masses to tell him, charge that machine gun nest juju. Otherwise, he'll run the other fucking way. If it's fucking liberty and his fucking family's on the other side, his kids getting raped on the other fucking side, he won't run towards that machine gun. No, some fucking bureaucrat, some piece of fucking shit, who is not going to charge a machine gun himself, has to tell him to. That is the most retarded fucking... I mean, I've dealt with that for many years, just trying to fucking ponder how in the fuck that came to be. Where did the individual lose their fucking balls at? Because that's what we're really talking about here, is individual fucking balls. Individual saying, I will not be fucking treated like this. Anyways, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Explain my love, that I could be alive. Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Come on again.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Metro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1240 Pacific Time, and that was Hogs. You always get some. It's about time. We better be getting some fucking people. You're fucking getting bitch slapped, curb stomped like a bunch of fucking punks. This whole goddamn country is by a fucking lip. And they put up, who they put up as their poster child. That fucking shit in his pants, fucking one brain celled motherfucker Joe Biden. He's the guy that's kicking your ass. How do you fucking like it? Biden prepares for simultaneous wars with Russia, China, and Iran. Well, he's just preparing because he's going to go out there. He's going to put on his Rambo fucking suit, just nothing but his bare shirt and his fucking diaper and his goddamn fucking minigun under his fucking arm. And he's going out there and he's going to fucking take these cocksuckers on. How about you, motherfucker? They ain't going to take nobody on. Somebody has to fight these goddamn wars is what people aren't getting, I think. And if you're too goddamn cowardly to fight a goddamn war inside your own goddamn borders to enforce your fucking law that is being violated and is causing tyranny beyond fucking goddamn belief upon your people, then you ain't gonna fight no fucking goddamn Chinaman. He'll whip your fucking ass. His handlers quickly rushed out out a statement, walking it back. See, they talk about him walking. This is old propaganda. You old cocksuckers, you better pray. You better pray that fucking I'm not there when the time comes when you're rounded up, you son of a bitches. Because you're going to pay like old cocksuckers would. You can just imagine the fucking things we got in store for you. A White House official said Biden's comments did not reflect a policy shift for the United States, a point echoed more firmly by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, asked by reporters if Biden's answer indicated U.S. would do more to help Taiwan than it has done to help Ukraine and rather fuck. We're going to put in those goddamn Karzaians. They're going to rule the fucking world, you understand? Because the shit pants little punk motherfucker in the goddamn... Don't you forget the Communist Committee that's running this country. Who is running this country? Barack fucking Obama. George Soros. Fucking Barry Sanders. Fucking Hillary Clinton. Bill Clinton. The fucking squad. A pack of fucking communists occupying the Capitol Hill and occupying your goddamn White House. And you're still sitting there, I'll polish the fuck out of this fucking gun. Boy, if the light's going to hit off this, it's going to hurt their eyes real bad and give them a headache. Puff-fucking-thetic, I swear it is, man. Any other country that had this goddamn kind of firepower would have ripped the fucking top off. Well, no, they maybe not. Because, goddamn, I'll tell you what, Australia had plenty of fucking firepower, too, and they just fucking handed it over. How do they pussify fucking people to that point is what I don't understand. Politico reported Monday that Biden's comments made a war more likely. Fuck, that's it. Keep the people fucking telling me, don't go to war. Oh, that nuclear thing. Nuclear fucking, fucking nuclear bomb about be a blessing at this fucking point, wouldn't it? For all you cowards, just to get you off this goddamn planet. We know that only 3% fought the fucking, so-called Revolutionary War, which was indeed an uprising of a popular, hijacking of a popular uprising. For fucking rights, for the people's fucking rights, for the people's fucking authority, for the people's jurisdictional authority, for the Bill of Rights, which is the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of this fucking land, ratified December 15, 1791, and by the fucking people. Not like that goddamn Constitution, you always hear it, Constitution. That Constitution was not ratified by we the people. We did not consent to that son of a bitch. And everything they're doing here, well, Biden constitutioned all over. Well, no, he shit himself is what he did. That's what he fucking did.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
You heard democracy, democracy, democracy.
Yep. You sure as hell did, man. After they sat there and what did they sell you in them Federalist Papers? Republic, republic, republic. A republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. A republic where the fucking people were the supreme, superior, absolute authority over And what they did, you're up there in your years a bit. Didn't they used to call them public servants, Hubert?
At one time, yeah.
Yeah, public. How'd you go from being a public servant to being my goddamn master and just being the ruling party even? Well, we're going to have a party with your ruling, you son of a bitches. How about we fucking snuff you fucking out?
Do you want to see an uprising in this country, Henry?
Yes, I do.
Take off American Idol, Survivor, God. Voice, and the rest of the garbage off the stupid box, and you'll see an uprising.
And throw all those goddamn phones in the river, you goddamn right. You would. That is something that they would fight for. I mean, it just blows me away, dude. It truly does. I mean, the people fell for a brainwashing that, I mean, I never could stand. I really hate technology. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't play fucking little games and stuff, man. I mean, I'm out in the fucking woods with a gun or I'm fishing or I'm doing something real like I did all my fucking life. But there are, you know, there are goddamn group. They can't even get people to fill the ranks of their fucking faggot ass army with their fucking high heel shoes. Because kids have grown up sitting on their fucking asses on the fucking couch playing fucking goddamn video games, and it has altered their bone structure. They can't even go out into the field and be the warriors that they were born to be. It blows my mind. But you're absolutely goddamn right. If you want to see, that's what's got to go. And you know, they always talk about the goddamn infrastructure, you know. It's going to be blackouts. There's going to be blackouts. My fucking ball sack. You wouldn't dare. Excuse me. They would not fucking dare. You take away their fucking video games, they actually lift their head up and they might, I mean, there's probably people that ain't seen the goddamn room that they, then the house that they grew up in. They ain't seen one fucking room and all they've ever done is looked at their fucking hands. That's the truth, people. That's how this greatest country on the fucking planet was fucking conquered? With a goddamn toy? A toy that's just, I mean, what the fuck at best? I mean, a game of checkers? You conquered it with a game? And you turned all the men into fucking women? A bunch of fucking pussies? You gave them war games to play so that they could feel like they got their fucking, their warrior fucking instincts fucking taken care of. That's how as far as they'll go. Well, I ain't gonna play that real game. You can get hurt playing that son of a bitch. You don't get to get up again after you get fucking shot.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I got to disagree with you on that. I got to say they conquered this country by the public fool indoctrination. When they got all of us when little kids and when we went away from the supreme law or the Bill of Rights, that was never taught to none of us. Like I told you, man, when I first started listening to you, I said, how the hell did I learn so much from you about the Bill of Rights than I ever, ever learned in school?
But you got to wonder, where were their parents?
Hell, man, my parents didn't get taught. I mean, I'm pretty sure a lot of other people's parents didn't get taught how free they're supposed to be either. So it's just a generational thing.
Well, it was a generational thing for generations because my dad sure as hell taught me. I mean, he didn't know what I know about, you know, how the takeover's happening. But he sure as hell knew. He knew when his rights were being violated, and he did not fucking put that fucking gun would come flying out. He wasn't going to go into court to fucking see if he had fucking rights. Those fucking rights were enforced on the goddamn spot. And then you go back to the 70s. And I remember the bumper stickers. We are selling our children's future. That's when the plastic fucking money came out. Everybody had a goddamn credit card. And we're spending money they didn't have. Before that, I mean, in my grandfather's time, it was like taking fucking welfare. To take a loan from a bank. You couldn't make it on your own. You had to go to a goddamn bank. But, I mean, fuck. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
There was mud on the face to the older. Like, my grandparents, my grandparents would have been your parents, Henry. So,
yeah.
If they couldn't make it, I had to get, if they, you know, they didn't know. No, I work. I don't take handouts.
No.
You know, that's how my people were. I work and don't take handouts. Well, you're right. You're 100% right about that.
Yeah, and see, that was the whole thing. You know, they forced that fucking socialism in with their social safety net and all that shit. And my dad fucking,
social
Yep, exactly. But my dad, he paid into that out of his paycheck. Every fucking paycheck, that money came out for that social safety net. He broke his leg one time. He got hit by a snowmobile. You think he fucking went and got $1 worth of fucking welfare? Or do you think that we ate deer meat and fucking beans and goddamn macaroni and cheese for about 3 fucking months? Because that's what happened. I mean, they try to sell this shit, this false pride to people. How can you have pride when you own this goddamn country and you're working for some son of a bitch that can spit in your fucking face? And if you knock the piss out of him, you can be blackballed by the goddamn Masonic Lodge, and you can't never have nothing the rest of your fucking life. And you allowed that? You didn't fucking deal with that? You didn't burn those motherfuckers out?
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
It's like this, you know, like when we was in school, I remember being in school, how they always pushed like those DARE programs and always had you around cops, never telling you in school that, well, you know, cops are illegal, right?
Exactly.
They never told you why they were illegal. Hell, I learned all that from you, what, 10 years ago?
Well, exactly, but I mean, even now, the people that, you know, I got a thing. Some guy sent me something. It costs $3, I mean, he's to send this fucking thing. And I'm reading it, you know, because the guy took the time to send it. And I could only read so far. And what are you talking about? You don't know what the fuck you're talking about, mister. And you got $3 to be sending this shit out to everybody across the fucking nation. You are a fucking idiot. You are a fucking idiot. You don't know who. It's as simple a thing as knowing who you are, what your authority is, and where your goddamn rights, your laws being violated, and just enforcing your fucking law. That's all you're doing. That's the most righteous thing a man can do, is enforce the fucking righteous law. But they can't get it through their goddamn head. No, we got to go through this way here and these committees and stuff and get people elected in these fraudulent offices that can't exist, that are running fucking violation of our fucking supreme, superior, absolute law. And I mean, they there's a lot of them that are like that. They can't just take a third grade fucking goddamn paper and say, well, yeah, they're doing that. No, it says they sure as hell can't. Yep, they're doing that. No, sure, they sure as hell can't. Nope, they're doing that. Yep, it says here they sure as hell can't. And that's the highest law in the land. So, they're doing that. Who is they? Well, it's the son of a bitches that are fucking supposed to be your fucking servants. They're the son of a bitches that are supposed to be, well, no, they're not the son of bitches supposed to be doing the arresting. You are. But when the Bill of Rights was, when the people declared it, it was made clear that we had to enforce it. What criminal is going to enforce the law upon himself? Come on. And it was called the chains that bound the fucking goddamn, the power in the, that phony ass fucking Constitution that never was. And you're going to give them the key by telling them that hand them the key to the goddamn lock, telling them that a part of the government, the fucking Supreme Court, can actually define and regulate what them fucking rights are. You betcha. Until we get rid of this guy. See, what we got to do? They put a corporation in here that cannot be here. We have to remove that unlawful corporation. We have to remove every unlawful fucking act they have done. Then we have to sort through this fucking mess and see what belongs to who. And then we have to go see what's been taken overseas and by the international corporate mafia, because these motherfuckers are all around the goddamn world. They come here and base themselves to access our, to access our resources. And fucking, I mean, we are ripped off in every fucking way and the scraps from the table. DMA, it's your goddamn table, people. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, you know, the indoctrination is so, so deep in most people. Until, you know, you try to explain to them, like, you ask them this one simple question. How do you live in the world's freest country and you got to get a permit and a license for everything you want to do? And they can't answer.
Nope.
They cannot answer. They can't answer. I said, if you're so free, if you want to work on your house, you have to go get a permit from the government. How's that freedom in the house? It's supposed to be yours. Key words, supposed to be yours. Those are the key words right there.
Exactly. Well,
they just look at you with a blank. They look at you with a blank stare like, I don't get what you're saying.
Well, yeah, of course they don't get what you're saying. You can go right to the second article and tell them, say, how is it that you have to pay $15 for a background check to exercise? How is it you have to pay? Just get a goddamn dictionary out, you ignorant son of a bitch, and look up right. And show me where any place you have to have permission to exercise a right, or you have to pay a fucking to exercise a right. If you're paying somebody, there is somebody granting you that right above you, and it's not a right, it's a privilege, or it's an immunity through the fucking 14th Amendment. And I mean, you cannot argue that. You are paying to exercise your rights, you stupid son of a bitches. You're asking permission to exercise what is a right. You don't ask permission to exercise a right. You just fucking do it. Or else it ain't a right.
No. Hey, Henry, can I jump in here for a sec?
Go ahead, brother.
Hey, this is Supercracker. I've been listening to you for about 2 months. I'm surprised I never heard your show before that. Because I've been a nationalist for quite a long time for America, and I've always been outspoken about the Bill of Rights and standing up for your rights as a pure-blooded American. And one thing is, everything has been portrayed to these younger kids. It's absolutely disgusting, the propaganda, what comes out to them, to the schools, with their drag queen story hours, and all this other kind of... That's propaganda, what's been chewed out to them for just too damn long, and it's been manipulated so much by the Board of Education outside in our federal government. When they took over that, our whole education system went down in the dumpsters. They switched up everything, put in nothing but lies, and keeps it going and makes everybody absolutely retarded. And it's driving me insane. It's getting worse and worse.
Yes, it is.
And I'm with you 100%.
Well, I'll tell you, brother, it's like this, you know, the generations before these cocksuckers started fucking, I mean, they were against the Bill of Rights from the get-go. They did not want you to have fucking rights. They wanted you to be their goddamn subject. They made it clear. They said it. And then, the way it went is that fucking, you know, the people who held the country, like say at my generation right now, we handed it over to the next generation. They're trying to act like they take these little bastards and they teach them that they have some kind of authority, like in the Khmer Rouge did. That these little bastards have some way. They're just going to take over the country right now. I'm 7 and I'm going to fucking run it. No, you ain't, you little son of a bitch. I'll take that fucking belt to your ass and you sit down and you fucking do it. See, that's what it is. We're not handing it over. They're trying to take it away from us and they're doing what the Khmer Rouge did. Put the women and the fucking children in fucking charge, the women second even, and the children in fucking charge of the goddamn adults. That's what you cannot fucking have because they do not have the life experience. They don't even know what the fuck they're doing. I will hand it over to you when you are ready to have it. Until then, you fucking do what I fucking say. And that's the way I feel about it.
Yep, everybody. I know, everybody just cucked out. Too many people just cucked out. Look at all the militias who said they're ready to step up. And nobody is announcing anything. Nobody. Everybody backed up like a...
Like they've always done.
Scared out of the farm.
You know what the problem with the militias are, my friend? They all got INC behind their fucking names. They're all fucking 501c3 fucking corporations. And they ain't gonna do shit for nobody but the goddamn fucking, for the rich, you know, the people who have already fucking done their stealing, who have already feathered their fucking bed. And they are the ones that sold our goddamn rights to get what they got. And they don't give a monk's fuck. We're gonna have to take them bastards out too. Because they are Tory militia.
Yep.
And that's a fact.
They're not the ones they should be.
No, they're not.
Not the ones sticking up for our rights.
No, they're not.
Not to be out there right now, especially on the border, protecting our land from the invaders that have came over. by the thousands upon thousands, especially this weekend.
I was
this
listening.
This weekend was fucking ridiculous.
I was listening to a video this morning. I'm down there on the, and this big, they got a goddamn National Guardsman down there. They have no fucking judicial authority. They can't tell a civilian what, not a civilian, a national. I don't, like, I'm not a citizen. I'm not a civilian. I'm a fucking national of this country. I was here before this country was. But the bottom line is this son of a bitch was acting like he was an authority over somebody. Somebody should have pulled out a fucking gun and shot him right through the fucking head. But I've been, it's like I've said all along, he was telling the guy he couldn't film the invasion of his country. And I mean, this is what I've been telling people for so fucking long. If you went down there like you're supposed to, they'll tell you they're invading across your southern border, but you go down there to stop them, and whose guns is going to be pointed? You will have paid for that M16 pointing at you. You will pay for that goddamn fucking grenade launcher pointed at you. You will pay for the goddamn spick that's fucking running it that was a part of the last generation that came over that goddamn border illegally. You better get ready to do some real fucking fighting. That's all I can tell you.
I know how to do it. It's coming. A lot more people are waking up. I've been
hearing
your show around, all around Telegram. More and more the younger people are starting to realize how much they've been fucked over.
Well, yeah,
I'm happy to see that. I'm happy to see it.
Well, I'm telling you, we're behind the curve here, buddy. We got to get moving. I think you know that.
I know that we are. Yeah. Yeah, well, I've been saying that since I was 13, and I'm 40 years old now, and I've been trying to wake up more and more people to the fact of what's been going on and how everything got dumped on shit for many, many, many years. And it just keeps on getting worse and worse and worse. And yep. the lies and the constant bullshit that we kept on getting being fed.
The bottom line is, like I said, back in the 70s, when they got up to 79 cents, they started ripping the goddamn pumps out of the fucking ground. Now they think it is because it's camera shit. We need to fucking do something to get rid of all these fucking cameras. Just, I don't care what it is. Just go through and just rip the motherfuckers down. You're not going to surveil me, son of a bitch. And then we're going to come out and we're going to fucking tear more fucking shit up. We're going to tear this fucking country down to the goddamn ground. You are not going to fucking rule us. We are not your fucking subjects. We are not your slaves. You are fucking criminals under our law, and we're going to enforce that goddamn law on you. And you are going to fucking hang by the neck until you are fucking dead, dead, dead. That being said, guys, man, that's about all I can take, my voice can take today. I will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches. And until then, man, just think about what I've said and think about what you've heard here today. We have got to stop this shit. I don't care if some of us are going to die. That's what you get for negligence. If you took care of this fucking 100 years ago, a lot less people would have had to die. Every day that we wait, more people are going to have to die, but it's going to have to be taken care of, or we will end up on our fucking knees, and we will end up with our children digging up our graves, opening the casket, and pissing right in our fucking faces. And that is the word from the trenches.